Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Nature has a way sometimes of reminding man of just how small he is. She occasionally throws up the terrible offsprings of our pride and carelessness to remind us of how puny we really are in the face of a tornado, an earthquake, or a Godzilla.
Zencaster.
Everybody exit Zencaster and just fucking, yeah, cancel it.
Register to vote.
Register to vote. We're recording. This is a podcast now. This is a visual podcast.
And stop eating pistachios.
We're all back. No, eat more pistachios.
Oh, yeah. We certainly don't get just insane comments when people eat on mic.
Guys, look at this. It's like we're back at Eat Club, huh?
It's where this was born.
Yeah.
I think the company died, right?
They did. They shriveled up and died in the sun. You want to hear something hilarious? Our boss sent that morning, my boss sent me an email, sent all of us a blast that was like, I've chosen to leave Eat Club. And then later that day, we got this wave of layoffs, and where I almost... sent another group text that was like, hey guys, just wanted to let you know that I've also chosen to leave.
It's so funny. He's such a blowhard that is like his last parting goodbye is like some dumbass thing. We're going like, I'm quitting.
Top. Going out on top.
Do they not exist anymore?
A true Michael Scott. I think they do, but I think they are just a vending machine in Covina now.
suck a dick.
Good.
With bad fucking food in it, bad salmon in it. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fight Island, a podcast about fictional fights and the very real island where they happen. My name's Jordan Dahl.
I'm Sam Wiles.
And joining us today, hilarious comedian, former podcastronaut himself. It's a word that I coined. Don't make the face. I get paid every time I say it.
We made the same face.
Friend of mine, friend of yours, friend of the pod, former coworker, actually a forefather of Fight Island, Danny Palumbo's here with us.
Hey, good to be here.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, man.
I'm happy to be here. I got, pistachios. I got my sparkling water.
I got sparkling water, too. What are you going with?
It's sparkling ice or something.
Oh,
You guys both went with good tasting sparkling waters. Just la-di-da. I am drinking the worst sludge in the world. I accidentally bought Signature Selects from Vons, the orange creamsicle seltzer. And it is disgusting. It is the worst thing I ever had. And it was in the fridge, and that's why I have it right now. Just in case I cough. That's why I would drink it.
Nobody wants a diet popsicle. That's exactly what that sounds like.
It's so antithetical. Yeah. It'd be like if you had ice cream that tasted like salad, you're like, this is incongruous. Why would we do this?
Sure. They do that. They definitely do that shit.
I was just going to say, guarantee that exists.
You know what I mean? I remember stumbling down like a Reddit hole or something about like crazy ice cream flavors that exist in the Pacific Rim that probably shouldn't. And it was just like, there was salad, there was literally, there's a picture of it. It might be Photoshopped. It was a little bit pre-Photoshop era, but it says horse flesh on the box. And there's like horse meat, ice cream.
I feel like weird foodstuffs is like porn. Like if you can think of it, it's out there. And like the more you head towards Thailand, the more forbidden shit you're going to get.
Yeah.
It's very bad.
I had incredible Thai food last night, by the way. Fucking Guy Young.
What's that?
Guy Young is like Thai barbecue chicken. It's just a whole, it's like half a barbecue chicken with rice and like that wonderful kind of sweet vinegar stuff.
Getting Thai food and calling it Guy Young feels like some real Pizzagate shit.
I'll have the guy, the cream of some young guy. Anyway, I feel like we're back on Meatball Party. I say former podcaster because, as some of you may know, Danny Palumbo, host of the famous and rare podcast Meatball Party, some fans out there, we thought for that reason we would try a fight, because usually when we have guests on, they're we try to keep the really weird esoteric ones for just me and Sam, but like we figured since you were there at the start, when I say Danny is a forefather of Fight Island, he was there in the group when we would just for an hour and a half clean bags and be like, who would win between a fight of a rock and a scissors?
And, yeah, if you really want some background on the forming of this pod, is the three of us worked the same bad manual labor job.
Fucky club.
Well, and this kind of hypothetical game got us through quite a few bad shifts.
Sure. You know, I don't remember any of this.
that's
we would start it. You would storm off in a huff.
Why are you making me think?
This means it worked. This means it did its job.
Danny's brain would rage quit, and he'd have to leave the room.
And it smoothed those wrinkles over, and none of us remember those times.
I don't remember talking about that much.
We're gonna do it now. We're gonna for that reason. We're gonna go with a bit of a weird one. We're doing the breakfast fight. We fought alcohols before. We fought celebrity chefs with James Austin Johnson, or else we would be tempted to do that with you, Danny, as you're a bit of a chef yourself. But I figure we're gonna go for the food fight on this one. So we're gonna do a lightweight, a middleweight, and a heavyweight fight. Only breakfast foods. If you really feel strongly about it, I think you could throw like a dish in, like you could be like Eggs Benedict or something. But I don't see a card in which – I don't see a world in which Eggs Benedict makes the card. Come on. It's the breakfast fights on Fight Island. Eggs Benedict is in a box or something, like smoking long cigarettes. It's got a crooked bet riding on bacon. Yeah.
It's too fancy. Well, I don't know. You know, it's heavy. It is heavy by its definition.
And it is. It is truly a heavyweight of a breakfast. If you're going out for brunch,
right?
I'm gonna want to see those Benedicts on there.
So, can we talk about what would not be in the realm of these? Like avocado toast would be one where you'd be like, "Get the fuck out of here!
Get the fuck out of here!" I mean,
like a UFC card, it's like, I think the lowest fight would still, you'd want it to be substantial or interesting.
Sure, exactly.
It's like avocado toast is like not a good enough breakfast. It's not been around
but avocado toast is wildly popular, and everyone would want to see that get its ass kicked.
Actually, you know what?
Huge ratings. Ratings.
Okay. Avocado toast is a good lightweight, actually. Now I'm convinced. I've done a 180.
Hold on. Think of a celebrity boxing match. You know?
Yeah.
I can't wait to see fucking... Yeah.
I can't wait to see Andy Dick get smashed in the head
that's the guy.
Whoever. I mean, sorry, apologies to Andy Dick. Hopefully he comes on the show someday. But yeah, you're avocado toast, my dude.
You know what? Andy Dick's banned. Fuck Andy Dick.
Yeah.
See, no way. He wants to do Fight Island? He can't.
Sure.
Get out of here.
He wants to tickle fight. He wants to kiss fight.
He's an ordained minister now. I saw it on Instagram.
So am I.
We all are.
Everybody gets in. I wield the
everybody
celestial.
Gets it?
Everybody gets in. I wield the powers of God just like Andy Dick.
Here's the other weird part. It's sexually transmitted. Nobody knows that.
Oh, man.
That's how Andy Dick got it.
Okay.
I was an altar boy. Did I get it?
I think we're going to do this. Fight Island presents breakfast to the game style. So imagine a Mortal Kombat style video game in which the breakfast items are selectable fighters. So we've got avocado toast. What's another lightweight ass breakfast?
It doesn't have to be a negative connotation.
Not necessarily.
It could be like, light and light, full of vigor light and
punchy,
endurance.
Fresh to the game is a good vibe. You know what I would say? I'm going to throw this out there because I don't think it's shit. It might come in at middle. You tell me if this is a middle way.
All right.
You grab it on the go. It's hot. You burn your mouth on it. Pop-Tarts. Is Pop-Tarts coming to the game as a lightweight contender?
Man, it's
like low culture to the high culture that it is avocado toast.
Yeah. Okay.
It's kind of a white trash versus a hip East LA guy fight.
Sure.
I don't classify Pop-Tarts with any of the three major meals of the day. It's not like, you know what I mean?
Food.
Like, for sure, it's not dinner, but you're like, is it breakfast? I don't know. Like, is it breakfast? I'm not sure that it's breakfast, man.
They're definitely selling it as breakfast.
They're selling it as breakfast, but it is consumed after 2 a.m.
Absolutely. I agree with Danny.
You eat it under the cover of dark.
It floats between meals. There is no time where Pop-Tarts exist.
I do like Pop-Tarts as like some sort of like garbage wrestler. You know what I mean? Like, he's kind of like Frank, and It's Always Sunny when he brings the trash can out time. And like,
he only has bottom teeth.
Big time, full on, like chugging a Mountain Dew in the corner between rounds, like straight out of the trailer park. It's a pocket pie.
There's been a root beer, like an A&W Pop Tart. How is there not a Mountain Dew Pop Tart? That feels like the most natural neon green filling.
Yeah.
Like radical neon frosting.
Oh, I hate it.
Like a red stripe. I've got another lightweight that I think could work. It's as heavy to eat as avocado toast is light. Chicken and waffles.
Okay.
That's a lightweight for sure.
Another kind of Los Angeles staple also.
Sure.
Yeah. What? Okay. So why wouldn't that be like a middleweight though? Because I think of it as like a substantial thing.
You don't
thing.
Eat it as often.
Mm. Oh, is that why? Okay.
I think we're going with breakfast foods you think about.
Yeah, we kind of go with their place in the cultural zeitgeist.
Oh, so, as far as lightweights go.
Avocado toast is great, but you know that you can get other interpretations of lightweight. If you had one that was like a perfect lightweight because it is actually very low calorie or actually very light in weight, we'd have to be like, yeah, obviously.
Oh, I mean, I thought about oatmeal because that's
like
a thing.
Grapefruit.
Have a grapefruit.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Speaking of Eat Club and former bosses, our boss Lindy, of course, would predictably eat oatmeal every day.
Every day,
like out of a you know what I mean? Like
thoroughly, yeah,
yeah.
It was only when she ran out of Soylent or whatever.
Basic ass, but I mean, oatmeal is your basic ass breakfast. Yeah. It is little more than a gruel.
I don't even really want to talk about oatmeal. That's how much it sucks. You know what I mean? I'm like, at least Pop-Tarts is interesting.
I like oatmeal sometimes.
Oatmeal's fighting avatar is like an old time boxer in a big ass trunks, leather gloves.
Oh yeah.
A white boxer that was bad.
Yeah, a real Teddy Roosevelt type.
Or if he was a wrestler, it would just be a guy like, okay, your gimmick is we put this brown paper bag over your head.
Thing. Yeah. Do you remember Dean Malenko? His thing was that his name was Dean. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he had like no gimmick. They were like, his gimmick is his solid color trunks.
I did. I did a tweet about this, which was like, love a guy in a wrestling match who's just a guy.
Yeah.
Funny. Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
Hypnotico comes down from the rafters versus Sean Kemp.
Yeah. That's good.
Okay. I gotta say, so we gotta lock it in. I like chicken and waffles. Mm-hmm. I like Pop-Tarts. Boy, I like oatmeal. I like an old
really.
I think
oatmeal versus avocado toast is fun.
Stout, silly. Okay. Like, almost like Professor Kellogg, like, I'll give you such a rap on the Jack Johnson, you know?
Oh, okay.
It's a bummer of a breakfast. It's the opposite of hip.
You guys know the thing about Kellogg's where they made that cereal so people would suppress their urges to jack off.
Yeah.
Is that true?
It's true. It was made by some weird Puritan brothers who were like, you need to eat 100 million servings of grain a day to not get an erection or whatever.
Oh my God, I can't.
And they made him eat it in a sanitarium.
Yeah. There's a great movie called The Road to Wellville.
With Matthew
Broderick, what's his name? Hannibal Lecter plays Professor Kellogg, who was the guy who invented Kellogg's cereal. And he was a known maniac. He like disowned his son for being gay and like was this like weird, had this weird obsession with like people over masturbating. And like he lived this life of like stringent health and like crazy electrolyte. Like he was the type of guy who would like electrocute himself and be like, it's good for the vitals. And then he died of a heart attack, like congestive heart failure at like fucking 50 in like a charity swim race or something.
That's very funny.
Yeah. It's bonkers.
That's sad. I love it.
Yeah. Okay. So it's kind of like us. Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's kind of like Frankenstein's monster then.
Yeah.
I like that.
I see myself in the monster. So the question before us is, who would win in a fight between avocado toast and oatmeal?
Oh boy.
So.
Well, what does oatmeal have going for it?
It's nutritious. It is quick.
Okay. Because it's fast.
It's quick. Faster than it looks, you know. Way.
I picture it as being some sort of, I mean, if we're talking very abstract ideas here about what a
If you had to make an avatar, yeah.
Please.
Yeah, I see oatmeal as like some sort of like living hazardous blob.
Oh yeah, almost like
that like strangles you. Ooh, or it like slithers around and it's
big
like
time.
That's kind of what I picture oatmeal being.
Almost like Clayface from Batman.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh. You know, yeah. Right?
Big Clayface vibes, but also with that Puritan like, "I'll get you" kind of voice.
It kind of makes the Quaker Oat guy face.
A big sloppy mustache on it.
Sure. Yeah.
You can see the Quaker Oat man in its reflection.
Yes, sure. Yeah. Sure.
Like the Virgin Mary on toast. Like it's just kind of burned in there. This is disturbing.
And who the hell is avocado toast then?
That might be something. I think I could be wrong here, but avocado toast, I think, is a thing that's been around for a long time anyway.
Sure.
Probably. Maybe not here, but like, you know.
It is trendy, theoretically.
Trendy. I'm imagining avocado toast.
I feel a fucking 1,000 years old when I say that, because it feels very like boomer, like baby boomery to be like, the millennials are spending money. But like, it is that, you know what I mean?
Look, avocado toast is trending. It's not our fault.
Okay, so avocado toast, rich family.
Rich family.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
Fences? You know, absolutely. it's like a sword fighter.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm even seeing almost a Vega Street Fighter vibe. Rich family.
Okay,
You know, it's smooth and maybe creamy. It's got that limberness, but it's got those sharp toast points too.
And maybe a little little bit of an American Psycho vibe, like.
Mm.
rich privileged, but like kind of soulless.
Oh yeah, has killed, you know, a grasshopper just to feel it.
Yeah.
This now sounds like a problematic rich teen that like
that
we know for sure is going to murder someone.
Now, see, I will say, ultimately, you're getting more nutrition from avocado toast, and if you just ate avocado toast, you'd be healthier than if you just ate oats. And I think that oats is going to be ultimately kind of logy. It's quick to make, but I think it's going to be on the slow side, whereas I think avocado toast is going to have that quickness.
Right. Yeah. That's okay. Yeah.
As a fighter, if you will.
I also think a strength of oatmeal would be its staying power. Mm. It's been around for fucking forever.
It's a solid rock.
Right.
You like can't push over.
God, so true. Yeah. I can see it coming like stomping out into the ring and be like, I've been here before you and I'll be here after you.
100%.
You little absolutely. Punk.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hold my pipe, you know.
But that's the type of villain or bad guy that, you know, somebody would overcome.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, those kind of threats.
I guess I'm not... I gotta find some goodness in avocado toast because I'm just seeing it as this petulant newcomer. I see it as fragile, but it's got this protein. It's got these fats, you know. It's he takes care of himself.
Yeah, avocado toast is good.
I think it's young, it's spry.
Yeah, it's young, it's spry. It's not just avocado and toast either. I mean, it could be whatever the fuck you want to throw on there. So I mean, I think it's sort of malleable and
it is good, isn't it? It's tasty.
It's good. I mean, oatmeal tastes like shit. I think.
Yeah, I agree. Mean, without stuff in it, oatmeal is so reliant on other shit.
Oh, absolutely.
Avocado toast is like salt.
Yeah.
Oatmeal, you need like groceries to add to oatmeal.
Yeah. Oatmeal is like, how'd you get berries here? You know what I mean? Like, you're gross. How did you get blueberries involved here?
What did berries do to deserve this?
Yeah, they would never willingly come along with you anywhere. You're ugly. On a huge rant. Like, you're always going to be a loser.
First of all, when it comes right down to it, oatmeal is ugly.
Blueberries only got involved as a joke.
I do feel like...
You're pathetic. How avocado toast would talk to oatmeal.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think...
avocado toast is a real mean girl.
But sure.
But
would oatmeal be too simple to understand that, or would it just be like, come here, I'll kill you?
it does feel slow-witted.
So I'm ready to make a decision. You know what, Danny, are you ready to call it in favor of a fighter?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and give it to us.
I'm gonna say avocado toast.
Avocado toast, interesting.
I think just too sneaky. Too much finesse and oatmeal is, I picture oatmeal as being some very powerful one note fighter that avocado toast has enough finesse and dexterity and sort of to like kind of bring the giant down.
Right.
That's kind of my thinking.
I would even say, and you mentioned this before, it's more adaptable. It's going to be able to change as it goes. Whereas oatmeal is going to be like, I've been oatmeal for 500 years. No, and it won't be able to learn. It's not going to adapt. That's interesting. See, I was Team Oatmeal.
Oh.
But the more you guys are talking about it, the more I realize that I'm like, because oatmeal I think is good. Love an oatmeal with a blob of butter, some honey in there. When it comes right down to it, I'm there for the butter and the honey. I'm not here for oatmeal.
No.
But I'm here for some avocado toast. That's two for avocado toast, I'm afraid. I think I'm giving it...
I like picturing Jordan eating a stick of butter with honey on it. Like, I think that's very fun.
It's called a Jordan roll.
He's eating special Jordan breakfast. I'm going to go with oatmeal just in a vote of consent, but it's close.
Yeah.
I think oatmeal's like, I guess like stick-to-itiveness. And also I think it has like, it has that caveman quality where it's so basic it almost can't feel pain. You know what I mean? Like, I could picture that. And I think oatmeal maybe has more friends. I think oatmeal's got so many sidekicks that it's kind of overwhelming.
Blueberries.
Like blueberries is there in the
audience. It can call on more things. Like, it can call on so many things.
Yeah, raspberry power.
But it's so but it's so close. I understand. Avocado toast wins.
Yeah. Okay. Damn. I wish you would have brought that up beforehand. But
that's a good argument for sure. I didn't realize. Yeah, you could think of the other things that go and eat oatmeal as like peers of some sort.
It almost seems like oatmeal is like an unwilling werewolf where it's like, I'm oatmeal and I'm never changing. And then you put some bananas in it and it's all of a sudden like, I'm oatmeal, man. And
it's become a completely different character. Like, is oatmeal like an old time, like 30s era politician where it's just glad handed everyone? So it just gets to kind of slide through. You're like, it itself is not good, but it knows a lot of good foods and uses those to its advantage.
Sure. That's
true. So the avocado toast wins. Ding, ding, ding.
That's end of the day, all those friends are going to be fucking disappointed because it got its ass whooped.
You're going to be like, how is oatmeal president?
Yeah. Avocado toast just dancing all over and checking its notifications, making fucking Justin Bieber references. Yeah. It sucks, but he wins.
Yeah. Oatmeal is Biden fully asleep.
Yeah. Okay.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Sure. All right, so middleweight, I'd like to throw out right out of the gate part of this complete breakfast cereal bowl.
Okay,
a bowl of cereal, mm-hmm. milk on it. I'm not enjoying it, but hey, it's my favorite kind of cereal, you know.
Not a heavyweight.
I don't think a heavyweight. I do, because you know having cereal for breakfast is never a first choice.
They don't like have it at Denny's, you know.
And cereal, when it is a first choice, it's not for breakfast. It's like the afternoon. I'm like, let's have some Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Interesting. Because I know a lot of people. See, I was surprised at how many people still eat cereal for breakfast.
I often do.
I'm very surprised. Yeah.
Most of the time, I'd rather be eating something else.
Me too. But what do you think that there's enough people that do eat cereal for breakfast that I don't know if it's supposed to be a heavyweight or not. That's the only thing I'm trying to think of. You know what I mean?
Interesting. All right, we'll put a thumb in it. What are some middleweights? What's a middleweight breakfast? I think Benedict would. I think this is where you're gonna get your meals, your eggs Benedicts, your
breakfast burrito.
Breakfast burrito is huge. Oh,
that's middleweight. That's good.
That's a real middleweight.
That's a very good middleweight. That's a solid middleweight.
It's got that spicy kick. It's got all of the major flavors in there.
It's like
what's in there.
Who doesn't like it? It's a great food.
Yeah, you never hear somebody be like, oh, I don't like breakfast burritos. You're a cop or a Russian or something.
My dad, all my dad does is go to McDonald's for breakfast every day. And I'm like, how are you even alive still? You keep doing this.
Does he get the breakfast burritos?
He does.
Yeah.
But then he told me the one day, he's like, oh, I go to the one on that street because their breakfast burritos are better. I'm like, how can that be possible? It's McDonald's. And they're both within 7 miles of each other. I'm like, what are they doing?
That's their whole deal.
Better.
They get it shipped from somewhere else. Like, what are you talking about?
You got to dig. No, you got to pull that thread. I get the feeling that I almost feel like he's being like, oh, I've been going to McDonald's across the street, and it's like a different, it's like not even McDonald's. It's just a breakfast burrito restaurant.
right.
They're all McDonald's to me.
That's what McDonald's. I call McDonald's.
It's like Mexican McDonald's.
breakfast burrito for sure. That's big time middleweight.
Okay.
Territory.
Are like bacon and eggs, are those like separate, or would you be like now. a diner plate?
I think, you know, like diner. I mean? I think diner plate is like a, I think a grand slam is like a heavy to me. Like,
yeah,
me too. Saying like, great, yes, sure. Okay. Yeah. Let's
now
save
I,
it.
I was even gonna say I think heavyweight should be bacon versus egg.
But they're so often
the titan
together.
They're with each other. With
I know
other.
That's why it's so dramatic. What a fight. Could you imagine the fucking revenue we'd make on the ads alone, Palumbo?
But I feel like that's even a simple one.
Okay.
Because it's like right. the mighty egg is like, you know what I mean?
Do you guys want to have it here then? Is it the middleweight card, egg versus bacon?
But to me, that's a no-brainer, right?
What? It's bacon?
No, eggs.
See?
Eggs.
You see?
Egg is king breakfast. I kind of think we should save.
Okay. I got it.
Okay.
Breakfast burrito versus the breakfast sandwich. Is that okay. like, or are those too close?
No, that's too good. Close. That's good. I like breakfast like the, burrito versus something else. Like another.
Not a sandwich. Okay.
Another like.
Pancakes.
I was going to say, stole the words out of my mouth. Pancakes.
Okay. That's great. That's great. Because pancakes are also like a not all the time thing, but frequent enough.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
those
you're
two
never,
are the perfect.
And you're never resigned to eating them.
Yes.
Pancakes? Both things. Yeah. You're never like, oh, fuck. I feel like with cereal, you're just like, or oatmeal or whatever. You're like, I could, this is fine. Yeah, pancakes, you're like,
always
this at the very least is going to be enjoyable.
Always excited about, this is going to be enjoyable for the first two-thirds of it.
Yeah.
So, okay. Okay, so that's great. Perfect. So the question before us is, who would win in a fight between a breakfast burrito and pancakes? Now, strengths and weaknesses, breakfast burrito. I see breakfast burrito, first of all, as like a scary, like very skilled UFC fighter who's all tortilla. You don't know what's in there. Black trunks. You don't see the face. But you know that he's from parts unknown, like South America somewhere.
A true body density, like Brock Lesnar. You're like, his
I was
neck,
just gonna say Brock
his
Lesnar.
Neck is his waist. How? Exactly. How is that happening?
Exactly that. Exactly that.
Burritos, I like, okay, so breakfast tacos, I like, because you can have two or three, they're still kind of light, but if you get a breakfast burrito, you know that shit's gonna knock your ass
that
out.
Is the day. It's, that is
a lot. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, so it is more of a Brock Lesnar sort of
thick, stout. It's gonna take those punches. It's gonna have those swings. The speed is gonna be slow. You know, low speed stat on a breakfast burrito. High power, high density.
Balrog from Street Fighter. That kind of thing.
Sure. Yes. Yes. Tattoos, rad tattoos of like a fucking.
How funny is it that like Japanese animators were like, what's like a good American name? Balrog. Probably. That's a good.
No. Balrog is Russian in the game.
Wait, who's the who's the American boxer?
Guile. Oh no, that guy's name. Oh. Oh no, wait. I'm thinking of Zangief. That is Balrog. You're right.
Yeah, Balrog. Yeah.
My mistake. I apologize. Oh damn.
I always mix up Zangief and Sagat.
I got fucking schooled right there.
Or Sagat, they were like, what if Zangief had the same shape but was hairless?
What if he was a kick man? Yeah.
Wait, was Balrog supposed to be American?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was like,
he had like an American flag in the background. Yeah, disgraced
boxer or something. I want to meet someone named Balrog.
you won't, because it's it's a coder in the 80s in Japan thinking of a name.
Hey, my name's Balrog. I'm your Lyft driver.
Yeah, but I wonder if someone's named their child that.
Absolutely.
Of Street Fighter. You know what I'm saying?
I hope one person has.
This guy willed that name.
He's going to grow up to be a boxer. You'll see. this is my son. These are my sons, Vega, Dalsim, and M. Bison. So, interesting fact, Balrog was originally called Mike Bison in the Japanese version. And they were
got
like,
sued.
We can't do that because we'll get sued. So they changed, and M. Bison's name was Balrog. So they switched them.
Oh, there we go. Okay, that makes more sense now.
Mike Bison is so dumb.
Yeah, they didn't try very hard.
Why would you do that?
Not
funniest...
even Tyke Meissen.
What?
Yeah, it's right there. Tyke Meissen. How did you skip over Tyke Meissen?
Yeah, it feels like a real whiff. I feel like somebody's listening to this right now, just like, oh! Fuck! How could I miss that?
Oh, no.
So... So we're sorry that one Japanese programmer who listens to the podcast.
What is pancakes then?
Pancakes is a lumberjack.
Okay.
Pancakes is the same thing, but from north of the border, you know, from parts unknown, but from the Yukon. Thick, syrupy, heavy, slow-moving, powerful.
I picture kind of a vigilante.
Yeah. I'm picturing a cross.
He's an activist trunk.
Yes. I'm picturing a cross between Snake Plissken and Bigfoot, but made out of wandering the woods.
Okay, so he's like 7 feet tall.
Enormous. Like a gingerbread. Like a ginch. A big stack. They call him the big stack. And they say, you know, some folks, one fella beat him one time, so I heard. Nobody's ever seen that fella. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He's not like a fighter. He's like, I'm going to squash your head like a grape. Yeah.
Yes.
Come here.
Absolutely. A true butterbean, a slow moving force, like the snow, like the ice caps themselves, he comes.
I also wonder with pancakes. With pancakes is like the thing that there's so many, there's like too much of it.
Boy.
And I wonder if its power is like as a multiplicity thing. It's like you're fighting a bunch of pancake avatars at once because there's just too much. Is it like it's almost like a never remember the bad guy from The Matrix.
Sure. Smith?
Mr. Anderson. Smith.
No, he says Mr. Anderson. His name is Agent Smith.
That's why I can't do it.
Mr. Anderson.
Yeah. I like that. A sort of multiplying thing.
Like, because that is Pancake's problem, is there's just too fucking much of it all the time.
There's too many.
Always too much batter. Always too big.
And like Danny said, I think not much of a fighter, but there's so many of him that he can just, you know, so many of them that they can, like Multiple Man from X-Men. He's not a fighter, but when there's 40 of them.
Bit of a 10,000 rats.
Yeah. Bit of a 10,000 rats, if you will.
He's the Rat King.
He's kind of.
Ball of rats, but you know.
He's like a. It's a Rat King. I mean, it's a ball of rats, but we.
Sounds like Danny trying to sell an apartment.
We thought we'd church it up. Yeah. We put a crown on it.
Don't mind the Rat King.
Hey,
don't mind the Rat King in the corner.
You know, I always say a Rat King's just a ball of rats.
don't be so dramatic. Rat
yeah, whatever.
King. Oh, a king.
It's like
a ball of rats.
It's a bunch of rats with their tails tied together. It's not a king of anything. It's not a monarch.
It sounds
it's
like
a bunch
the
of fucking rats.
Rats. It sounds like the rat, like a ball of rats, got enough money together to get a PR agent, and they've successfully spun it into Rat King.
Yeah.
God,
you guys
it.
Hear Google? You guys hear Google bought Rat King? Amazing.
Oh.
It's not a Rat King. You just put a crown on a ball of rats. Okay. Okay. I think we've got a kind of the gist of these two fighters. I do think, I mean, I'm going to come right out and say it, regardless of these staggering multiplying powers of pancakes, there always seems to be more, you know, and I will say once you eat a pancake, even more so than a burrito, that's the rest of your day. But you get up, you eat pancakes, you go right back to bed.
Equally, yeah, it really is a battle of bruisers. It feels very like
big time.
At least the
Andy Ruiz versus
and
another
for that
big fat guy.
Reason, I'm giving it to breakfast burrito. Breakfast burrito at the end of the day has the energy, it has the protein that you're going to need to get through this fight. And I think the more pancakes there are, the more Pancake Guy's going to slow down. He's getting cold. The syrup is solidifying.
Time limit. That's a big deal. Breakfast cold, burrito has no time limit. Great.
A cold breakfast burrito is wonderful.
Yeah, but, I guess.
That's my vote. I'm giving it to breakfast burrito.
It.
Go ahead.
You know, too many breakfast burritos I've had. I think there is a time limit on it. You don't. I don't like cold eggs. You know, and they're packed in so tightly. It's a lot of food. It's almost too much. Here's how I picture the fight going down.
Okay.
Breakfast burrito comes at pancakes. You know, this fighter, this bruiser comes in. I'm stuck. He's covered in syrup.
Oh my god! Yeah. God.
The pancakes engulf the burrito. See you later.
It's over. It's all over.
Oh man.
I would rather, as far as egg-based breakfasts go, I mean, I can think of probably at least 3 to 5 other things I would have before a breakfast burrito. Mm. And yeah, just I like pancakes. I like it. I love pancakes.
Shots fired. Breakfast burrito stands. All over Twitter.
My gut says breakfast burrito, but Danny makes a good point.
That was a good point.
Also, breakfast burrito is regional. What if it's some breakfast burrito from a Pittsburgh McDonald's and not its best representation? It's like bad pancakes are still kind of fine.
God, you're right.
They're pretty
and
good.
It's like, yeah, it's like, oh, it's multiple. Its army is so much better where breakfast burrito is like, I've got my friends bad frozen breakfast burrito and 7-Eleven breakfast burrito and McDonald's breakfast burrito.
It's got
they
its
don't
friends.
Speak the language.
Breakfast potatoes. It's got its friends. The salsa bar. It's got its friend, those little onions.
How many sandwiches do you eat that have potatoes in them? Do you know what I mean? That's a, you know.
Not enough.
As a, You know what would be good? If you take one of those probably McDonald's hash browns and put it on a sandwich. I've never done it, but that sounds good.
What if you put it in the McDonald's breakfast burrito? Yeah, shit, why are they not doing that already?
You don't want to decompose. You don't want to deconstruct a McDonald's breakfast burrito. That's take a hash brown, put it on a McGriddle. That's a yeah. That's
what I'm
saying. That's something to be done.
Yeah. You don't want to yeah. unwrap the burrito.
You don't want to look in. Oh, inside I'll never it. Look in there. I'll eat it. I'll right. never look in it.
You're going to see how you're going to die. Yeah, you'll see a representation of your own death.
Ew, oh, cool. Yeah. Oh, cool. This looks like a whole bunch of fingers. No, thank you.
Yeah, taking apart a burrito is gross.
Okay, so Sam, you're giving it to pancakes too, huh?
Man, it's so hard. I'm giving it to pancakes. It's,
ding, ding, ding.
Breakfast burrito is my favorite breakfast, and I do not think it would win in a fight.
These are all salient points.
I do like the different interpretations of what the syrup would do. Yeah. Like you said, you're like, oh, it gets all slowed down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or is it Bane venom? Like it's like, it's keeping it fucking jacked.
Yeah.
Boy, that's true. You can always revive pancakes by pouring hot syrup on them. They always
pour on the syrup.
Okay, somebody had to do it.
I just rewatched it last night.
I'm glad it was you. I've never seen it, never will. Tried, it was boring. This is Batman. Why are they talking? The last Batman? The third one?
The Tom Hardy one? It's super fun. Because it's like mostly about Tom Hardy. That's like why it's a good time.
The Batman the Batman with Bane?
Dark Knight Rises?
Oh yeah, I like it. It's fine.
Yeah, yeah. It's fun. Yeah.
It's just a fun movie.
It is a little boring.
Yeah, there are like long set pieces in it, but whatever. Yeah.
Totally. He was really stretching his legs on that one. Anyway, fucking pancakes takes it. I guess I knew it was going to happen. Breakfast burrito, you'll be back. You always come back. Ding, ding, ding. Okay, heavyweight fight, Breakfast Island. What is it? Who are your heavyweights?
Is it eggs versus meats?
I feel like...
Go ahead.
I don't know. I feel like that's too singular. And the concept of eggs, I feel like, is unanimously at the top of the breakfast food chain. Without eggs, I mean, sure, you could have bacon and coffee or fruit, but like eggs is synonymous with American breakfast, you know? So, I mean, if you pit eggs against anything, I'm just not even seeing it as much of a fight.
Sure, sure.
What about diner breakfast v cereal?
That's what I'm saying. Or diner breakfast versus whatever the heightened version of that is. I don't know. You could put it against Benedict, but I mean, none of us really eat Benedict. It's definitely not
in the heavyweight. I'll eat a Benedict if it's.
I don't even do it, and I'm a fancy breakfast man.
Yeah, and I'm a weird food pervert. You don't see me eating.
I'm a sort of eggs and bacon flasher.
I don't even do it, and I'm the true heir to the breakfast throne. Okay, so then in that case, is eggs disqualified from this? It's sitting high atop its throne watching the fight. Does it give the thumb up or the thumb down?
I kind of think
that's very funny.
I think eggs is kind of the overseer.
Yeah.
Where like how Johnny Carson oversaw our fights of late night hosts.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you can't, too powerful. There's too
powerful. Or you put two dishes in the heavyweight round that have eggs in
them. Interesting.
Right? But that's the only way to even it out. Although I think diner breakfast versus cereal is good. It could be diner breakfast versus, I don't know, other.
What about fried egg versus scrambled egg?
Then
it's egg versus egg. Okay, that makes more sense. I like that a lot.
Damn, that's fucking twisted.
Everyone wants to see it though. Everyone on Breakfast Island.
Danny watched The Joker last night.
Damn. Well, that's a tough one. Because those are the top two ways.
Yeah.
I like fried be scrambled, and fried gets toast and scrambled gets bacon.
Okay. So it's like a cage.
It's a bit of a tag team.
Tag teams?
I love it.
Yeah.
Wait, so what does scrambled eggs get?
Toast.
Bacon. Oh, bacon. And then a fried egg gets toast because you always want toast to mop up the shit.
I think the other way.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Sam's now right because, yes. Okay.
Okay.
Shit. That's so tough.
Okay, so the question before us is, who would win in a fight between scrambled eggs and fried eggs?
Tag team. Heavyweight bout.
Tag team heavyweight bout with toast, with bacon, in the wings, waiting in the wings, waiting to get their, sink their teeth in, if you will.
So I think the starting with the partners, I think bacon is more of a player than toast.
Big time.
Although maybe, you know, toast and fried eggs are like this, they're like brothers of a tag team, we know each other so well.
Yeah, the teamwork outweighs the individual merit.
100%. And Bacon is, Bacon's a superstar.
Yeah.
Like, a little resentful.
Can Bacon and scrambled eggs get along because they're both superstars?
That's the question.
Bacon, Scottie Pippen. Yeah.
That's the question, is because Bacon is going to know deep down that egg is king, but it's going to be like, no way, I'm Bacon, baby. I'm Bacon.
I get the pin. Get out of here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I have a whole section at Spencer's Gifts for nerd for dweebs.
Yeah.
This is a classic wrestling, like headliner match.
Yeah, for sure.
They put the two heavyweights on the same team against a tag team that like really knows each other.
Is this problematic if scrambled eggs is like a bit of a Mankind character in that his eggs have been scrambled and he's on the edge? You know what I mean?
He's
tossed salad and scrambled eggs. He's crazy.
He's Frasier.
Yeah.
He'll do anything.
I guess I picture scrambled eggs being a little more, I don't know, finesse or classic or.
Because scrambled
eggs is kind of Captain America to me.
Oh, see, that's a hard boiled egg to me. That's the old hard-boiled egg with salt and pepper. You put it in your lunch pail. You take it to war, you know?
I like the idea of the scrambled nonsense, like, you know, crazy character, but I'm not sure if it fits.
Words come out all scrambled up. He's like, says hello when he means goodbye, you know?
We didn't bring up omelet, but that's fine.
Omelets in the back with two cute eggs on his arms. He's wearing like a velvet suit and shades.
Omelet is breakfast burrito's boss. That's how it feels.
He's the money.
He came there to watch his fighter.
He's from Denver. He's full of cheese.
It's other foods inside eggs. That's our thing.
And none of them will ever be the true egg.
Bacon's really fucking good.
Bacon is so good that I know several vegetarians who are vegetarian except for bacon.
That's an insane stance. Ethically.
That doesn't make any sense.
If you're vegetarian, but then pigs are like the most intelligent.
Yeah. Well, but
pigs can run for Congress and shit.
Well, but I invite them over because I'm a horrible meat vampire and it gives me life every time one of them fails. Yes, break your oath.
Yeah, I can see that. That does sound good.
I would enjoy their pain.
It is. It's good. But I got to say, I've said this before, a fried egg on toast, that meal has been the same for 500 years. And it's incredible. And it's so fast and it's so simple. And it is, I mean, the egg is unadulterated. First of all, this fighter in the MK, in the Fight Island Breakfast 2 arcade gamer is going to have like yolk powers that scrambled eggs does not. It's going to be able to squirt yolk on the ground. Scrambled egg slips around in it. You get it, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got those sharp, crispy edges. It's fried like bacon. It's like, oh, you think you're hot bacon? Don't worry about it. I've been in the fire too. It came up with bacon.
I see. That's also like kind of a Dark Knight Rises reference a little bit. Like, I was born in the darkness.
I was born in the cast iron.
I picture the yolk being more, well, it is a benefit for sure. But is it sort of in this realm of like they're fighting each other, sort of a detriment, you know?
Like it's like a weak spot.
Bleeding.
Yeah.
So you fucking crybaby, you know?
Sure. Okay. Okay. That's a good point. It could be a weak
spot. Is it that?
It is technically a big weak spot. But I will also say,
there's nothing better than a yolk.
Right. Every time I burst a yolk, nothing bad happens. I could see scrambled eggs. Also, now that you've said scrambled eggs is like the OG 50s, in my mind, it is definitely like wearing like one of those strongman, like singular strap.
Yeah.
Very hulking, like, good morning, ladies. Like that kind of guy. But I see him like punching fried egg in the stomach, and then all of the guts come out, and he's like, oh God. And fried egg is like, oh no, psych, bitch. And then he starts slipping around, and he's like, now things get, anytime you break a yolk, things get better, is what I'm saying.
It's true. That is true. The yolk break is probably the most powerful.
Sure. You know, Danny runs a whole Instagram story based on this fact. It is highly erotic. Give it a follow.
It is the horniest food thing I've ever seen.
It is. Yeah, it's very horny.
Is that an element to the fried egg then? Is the fried egg, are we maybe thinking about this wrong? Is she a sultry seductress?
I think, yeah, well.
I kind of like that. I kind of like fried egg being like the counterpart to scrambled eggs got whole milk in him. He's so wholesome, and fried eggs is from the wrong side of the track.
Here's my vote. I'm going to throw it down. I think that the fried egg and the toast seduce bacon, pull him to the other side. Because it's a perfect, then it becomes a truly perfect meal.
It becomes a truly perfect breakfast.
Yeah, that's like.
That's a
wrestling faction.
It's Hollywood Hogan hitting Randy Savage with the chair.
That's exactly what it is.
You know what's so funny is I was thinking that same thing, but the opposite of scrambled eggs coaxing toast to come over.
Whoa.
And then it's a breakfast sandwich.
Yes.
Oh my God.
That's what I was thinking.
No,
that's
insane.
I think I'm a sandwich now. You're fucking dead.
I think Danny's interpretation is correct. And fried egg alone, no thanks.
No thanks. What are you doing here? Seriously, fried egg alone, scrambled eggs alone, no problem. Fried egg alone, ugh.
Boo.
Yeah.
What is this? Also, it's cold from the plate?
You know what? Scrambled eggs simply because it can stand alone. Say bacon takes out toast or toast takes out bacon.
Shit.
Scrambled beats fried. Fried needs a buddy.
Yeah. They're two superstars. Bacon and scrambled eggs are two superstars.
Yeah.
You know, where there's a great tag team on the other end.
Yeah.
But they've been partnering too long. They're ready to double cross each other. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's how bread gets called over. Also, right. What is bread? It's just, I'm bread. It's nothing.
It's toasted bread. He's been through the fire. Came out stronger.
Okay. Man, you love Dark Knight Rises, don't you?
I guess so. I've never seen it.
Yeah, turns out it's your favorite movie.
Yeah. The toast.
We talked a big game.
Guys, these are
the
all.
The toaster is darkness.
Guys.
I was born in the darkness.
These are all Three Ninjas references also. It's just a weird Venn diagram. They all
you know in Three Ninjas where all the boys get lit on fire and then they're stronger.
Okay, I'm gonna.
Grandpa
need,
did it to us.
All right, I'm gonna need you guys' votes. Call Sam. Kick us off here.
Scrambled stands alone. I'm going scrambled and bacon. Two titans managed to put aside their differences. They either lure toast over or it becomes a mano a mano and scrambled is superior to fried.
Superior to fried. I think it goes down exactly the way that Danny pointed it out, is like toast the whole time is like, oh, I'm sorry, fried. It was never meant to be. And like holds fried egg as they.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Super dramatic.
I got to give it to scrambled too, even though I prefer fried eggs. Danny, Sam.
Yeah,
scrambled.
Yeah.
Three ways. Ding, clean ding, sweep. Ding, ding, ding. Myrtleized them, which I would say shocking. I thought fried egg would have it going in.
I think the key factor, though, was the bacon to kind of bring the group together.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Bacon was like, he formed the double cross and brought scrambled and toast and bacon together. They're all raising hands. They're all raising hands in the middle of the ring. At the end.
Bacon's a little dastardly, yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
Holy shit, that was great. Danny, thank you so much.
Yeah, that was so fun. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Thank you.
You got a new album out, right?
Yeah, it comes out August 25th. It's called Good Morning, Mister. If you want to buy it, you can. It's available for pre-sale, iTunes, Google Play. But, you know, it's going to be streaming everywhere for free August 25th. So, yeah, check that out. Follow me on social media at Palumbros.
Yeah, and do all of that.
Yeah, highly recommend.
Check out the album. Definitely share it. Sam, what about you? Where do you exist?
My comedy album is already out. It's called Regular Guy Out of Hell, and you can get that on iTunes or stream it on anything else. Also, Danny and I did the last two comedy albums, so good luck, everyone.
Yeah.
We did them right before the world ended, within a week of each other.
Those were both of our last sets, right?
Yep, that was my last set of 2020.
That was my last set was the album. Yeah.
That's incredible. Yeah. Now people have to buy it just in case.
Yeah. It's like we both may never do stand-up again. It's not that crazy.
Yeah. Nope.
There you go, folks. So if you want to hear two comedians at their absolute peak, truly check out those albums. I don't have an album, but I do have Better Than Heroes every Monday on Twitch, twitch.tv/betterthanheroes. Check it out, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We play Dungeons and Dragons in space with a bunch of comedians. It's a ton of fun. I also have a different podcast called Werewolf Radar, which is paranormal preparedness. We're doing some big stuff over there. And I think that about does it for this episode. Once again, thank you to Danny. Thank you to our listeners. Check out our Patreon.
Yeah, check out the Patreon and email us ideas for fights and we'll do them on the Patreon. So
yeah,
we have one coming out this week where we dig into the listener mail. It's a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun with an old fan favorite comes back on. It's a really good one. So and we're not gonna tell you. It's a secret fan favorite.
We're genius businessmen.
But that does it for this episode of Fight Island. Why don't you go ahead and count us down there, Sam?
1, 2, 3.
All right, break it up there for Fight Island. Like a way to block shots, style's way to let my lyrics annoy. If you're holding up the wall and you're missing the point.
Live coyotes. Ow!
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly 1 in 4 consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.